Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
U.S. unemployment remains at above 9%. It's that sticky problem that simply won't change. The average unemployed American has been out of work at this point for almost 40 weeks.
My name is Kathleen Gillespie from Lake Orion, Michigan. Mortgage company is going to restructure my mortgage, which is great, but I'm still unemployed. So I guess that means I just have to beg for less money to pay my mortgage. I've been unemployed for 9 months, which is 8 months longer than I ever thought I would be.
That listener called 8778-MY-TAKE. And we're hoping that you will call us with your stories as well. We're going to be talking about the struggling middle class in the United States. If you are among that struggling middle class, still unemployed, or having trouble making the bills every month, give us a call at 8778-MY-TAKE. Joining us now, Chrystia Freeland, the global editor-at-large of Reuters. And you actually wrote an article that posed the question, is U.S. business abandoning the middle class? What evidence do you have that the businesses are abandoning the middle class?
Well, something fundamental has changed in the U.S. economy, and I want to be clear that, you know, this isn't a question of businesses making some sort of political or ideological choice. It's the job of business to go and do business in the places where it's easiest to do that, where you can make the most money. And what I was pointing to in my piece was that that has fundamentally changed from where it was in, say, post-war America. Nowadays, when you talk to business people and people running companies, especially the bigger companies, there are two places that they're focused on for the biggest opportunities. The first is emerging markets, India, China, Brazil. And you're seeing in all of these places a huge and very quickly growing middle class. Bob Dahl, who is the chief equity strategist for BlackRock, which is at this point the world's largest money manager, recently estimated that 70% of additional revenues of the S&P 500 companies over the next 5 years would come from the emerging markets. 70%, that's a lot. And the other thing that is happening is consumer businesses are operating in the United States are starting to focus not so much on the middle class as they are on the people at the very top. And there was a recent paper produced at the end of last month by Ad Age, which is the advertising industry's sort of trade journal, which said this theory, which was the theory of the last decade, it was called the theory of mass affluence. And the idea was you could sell fancy luxury goods to middle-class people because they were becoming more, you know, the masses were becoming affluent. Ad Age argued, you know, that theory doesn't work anymore, and really the people who have the money are the rich. The top 10% account for 50% of consumer spending, and so that should be who you're focusing all of your efforts on.
You know, but we're speaking with Chrystia Freeland of Reuters, and Chrystia, there's almost universal agreement among both conservative economists, almost the entire economic community, that a dwindling middle class is not a good thing for the sustained future of the United States. So at this point, what could we possibly do to help bolster the middle class if they're both catering to the affluent and the affluent now at this point control over half of our wealth and investments?
Well, I think that socially, it's really, you know, first of all, it's a personal tragedy for everyone who is caught in this really dreadful cycle of unemployment and debt, especially housing debt, and the one exacerbates the other. But what I was really pointing to in my piece is that we have to realize that the politics around this are more complicated than they used to be. You know, the 20th century, which was really the American century and was this century of tremendous prosperity, was driven in large part by the fact that business needed the middle class. You know, Henry Ford famously paid his workers twice what everybody else was paying their workers, and people said, "You're crazy." And he said, "No, I'm not. I need to pay them so they can buy my cars." And what I was trying to point to was just to get people to think about the fact that maybe that formula, that equation, is not working so well. And so if you wonder, why is it that the political debate right now is putting deficit reduction rather than jobs at the very center of the discussion, I think one reason may be that American business doesn't need the middle class as much as it used to.
Well, again, in terms of the tax futures of the United States to keep the government going, most economists argue that the country needs the middle class if the businesses do not. And the question is, with businesses holding a record $2 trillion in cash or liquid assets, how is there a possibility for the government to get the businesses to spend that to help the middle portion of the country?
I mean, I think that there are two issues going on in terms of the economy right away. One of them is a question of, you know, how do you get business to actually start spending? You know, because exactly as you say, the problem isn't that business doesn't have money. Business has gotten over that over-leveraging of 2007-2008 quite quickly, and we're seeing on corporate balance sheets are very healthy.
Yeah.
And even financial firms now have recovered, which wasn't the case right away. So that's one of the issues, and I think there is actually quite a lot of discussion of how do you make things easier, how do you encourage business
to bring
to invest.
Down. Yeah, we'll have to leave it there. That's Chrystia Freeland, global editor-at-large of Reuters. Her piece, recent piece, is called Is U.S. Business Abandoning the Middle Class? And it appears that her answer is yes. Chrystia Freeland, thank you so much.
Pleasure.